As I received a few converters to test and describe on the forum, I decided to start with describing the artificial load made in China, which I often use, and I will also use it for the above-mentioned tests. I suspect that, as in the case of the tester, where half of the questions concerned the oscilloscope, also in this case, certainly many readers will have questions about the load used. So I anticipate the facts and start the series of articles with a description. Just an artificial load made in China. I bought this version. In AliExpress, enter constant current electronic load. The parameters, as you can see, are voltage adjustable in the range of 1.0 volt to 30 volt. Current adjustable from 0.01 amp to 9.99 amps. However, remember that we cannot exceed the maximum power of 60 watts. For example, with an input voltage of 12 volt, we can set the load current to 5 amps. But with 24 volt input, the maximum current may be as low as 2.5 amps. The system requires 12 volt, 1 amp to work. Although I like acrylic transparent housings, in this case, I did not choose one. Firstly, because of the price. Second, I find it impractical. The lying displays are hardly legible or not visible at all. In addition, in a device of this type, decent clamps are useful, e.g., laboratory banana ones. So I decided to make the housing on my own to match the other components. But more on that later. And briefly, because it's not DIY after all, and you're interested in how it works, we get something like this from a Chinese. We can break it down into two modules. At this point, it's time for an anecdote. One time when I tested something, my half asked, "What is this device actually for?" I answered truthfully that the only function of this contraption is to waste electricity. I don't know why. But somehow she didn't understand and still doesn't know what it is for. In fact, it is a brilliant device. Apart from the fact that it wastes electricity quite effectively, it can also do several other things. The load has two operating modes. Testing power supplies, where we set the expected voltage at the tester's input, and the current to be taken from the source. Experience shows that the system works perfectly, and that it bravely maintains the set current despite voltage changes at the input. The second mode is used to test all types of batteries. Of course, with common sense, because I remind you that we have a maximum of 60 watts. Therefore, I do not recommend testing batteries from trucks, because if it is possible, it will take a very long time. In this mode, we declare the voltage to which we want to discharge the battery. Set the current we want to do it and run it in the same way as during the power supply test. Here, however, we can only appreciate this device. While testing the batteries, the lower display shows the declared current. The upper one displays in turn current source voltage, battery, measured ampere hours, measured watt hours. After the measurement is completed, when the battery reaches the voltage value declared at the beginning, the upper display starts flashing, displaying the measured capacity in amp, volta, amp hours. Yes, I know the letter H is missing. Watt hours. Yes, I know H should be lowercase, but I really like this font and it only has capital letters. I will say something else about these modes. Well, if we connect the power while holding the on-off button, something like this will appear on the display. Now we can choose the pulsar between 1 and 2. Then confirm with the on-off button, not by clicking the pulsar. Now an option will appear, which can be set to and confirm again with the on-off button. The second option is translated into our be-on, be-off, beeper-on, beeper-off, i.e. turning the annoying buzzer, beeper on and off, or whatever you call it. However, in some situations, such a beep may be helpful. In the pictures, we can see the power supply as a battery. But I have already tested over 60 pieces of 18650 with this equipment and a dozen or so other batteries, and I must honestly say that it is a gree.